Hi guys, you're listening to Random Things by Shan Sam. Today is the 12th day of July and it's a Monday. I'm not just excited about today. Why? Because I have a lot of things bothering me, you know. There are some days you're just super excited and there are some days you're just not very motivated, not very excited, or should I say you're not lifted in your spirit and you just want to chill, you just want to watch things. By the way, I'm at home, I'm not at the office, I have stopped working and I resigned actually. So the story of why I resigned is very long. I don't know if I can cover all of that in this episode. And really, it's a lot of story. I don't want to bore you guys with that. I just wanted to say today that a lot of reasons why people are not happy every day is because of other people, not because what they did is wrong, is because of the way they did it. And I have already conditioned myself to not react to things but to respond to them, but I feel like sometimes just silence is actually the way I approach things initially. Then I think of a day I can tell you, that is if what you did is not so serious, right? But when it's serious, I confront you straight up that moment. What I'm saying is just this morning and yesterday morning I've just been annoyed. You know, my sister annoyed me and then somebody else annoyed me yesterday, and it's been just a rollercoaster of emotions just whirling up in my mind. I don't know if you can feel what I feel. So sometimes when someone annoys you officially, or should I say a colleague annoys you, and you do not want to bring in your anger and spoil the, you know, business relationship you have with someone, you just want to let it slide, right? But that thing keeps bothering you, and you know, the moment you mention the problem, it might just cause a little friction or thrive between both of you. So you just want to keep it low for the moment because you just want the person to do the job and get the job done. But at the same time, you're not saying it. It's more like you're keeping a bank of grudge. And I do not want to do that. So I'm thinking of the best way to approach this person, because this person actually did not think of the best way to make a comment to me. This is someone that's supposed to be reporting to me. I'm supposed to be supervising. The person talked to me in a very commanding tone, in a very superior tone. Okay, the person just made me feel very incompetent and a lot of feelings, you know, that I shouldn't be feeling as a supervisor. I wouldn't say it's the person destroyed my ego, but there are ways to say things, especially in the work environment. You know, when you want to say someone did something, even though you think you know that this person did something, you want to say it in the politest way possible to pass your message so that the person doesn't feel hurt. Even as a user experience designer, there are ways you tell your user that the person's internet is off or there is no connection. There's a way you say it if you're not able to give the person the information the person is looking for, and you know that this person is the reason why you cannot produce that information. You don't say your internet is off, that's why you can't view this page, or you cannot view this page, check your internet. No, there's a way you say it. You can say, oh, you may have turned off your internet connection, please check your settings. So you say you may have, meaning you probably have done that, right? So I'm just really, really vexed at how the person came at me. You know, it's more like an accusation, and I didn't do that. I didn't. So there's this guy we just added to our team. I'm not working, but I have a little project that I'm working with someone. Okay, I'm on a project with someone, a friend of mine, and we are like four in the team. So we're just trying to set up a new product or a new marketplace. So we invited, we employed this guy to be on board with us. This boy is going to do the UI, and I'm going to do the UX together with him. We're going to, you know, produce this platform. And he's just been acting kind of weird, you know, not observing all ethical protocols. He's not very ethical. He's not very professional. I mean, you know, work ethics and all is, I would say, if I want to rate him from 1 to 10, I would say his work ethics is like 4. So I think he's been doing freelancing all his life, so he hasn't really been able to work in function in a proper work setting. And so there's some attitude he's displaying that are very, very crude, and I don't want to believe that he hasn't worked in a proper organization before. Even though you know even though you're certain that someone has made a mistake, you don't come at the person like that. It's more like an accusation. You say it like you're not sure if that person did that, so that the person can go and check again. Then the person will be the one to say, oh yeah, I did it. Not you accusing the person, not saying, oh, I see that you've sent out the admin link. You've given form fillers the admin right. I thought I told you to check again. Thought I told you to test it before pushing it out. You know, that's not something that you would like to hear from someone who you're supposed to be supervising, right? And the best way you would have said it, if you know this person is someone that is supervising you, there are ways to say it. You can say, Sharon or Shansom, you may have sent out the wrong link, maybe linked to access the raw file, the questions. Maybe you may have done that. I suggested that you should test it before pushing out, but you may have sent it out mistakenly. You know, make the first person feel like, oh, this is an error, not you, you're dumb and you send it out. You know, I felt really stupid, but me being me, putting work first, not sentiment, I didn't want to address that just yet. And we're supposed to have a meeting today by 11, and I'm not going to be in that meeting because I don't want to vent. I don't want to become very vile talking to this person. No. So I'm just going to keep my cool. Throughout yesterday, when I got his message, I was so down and out. I couldn't even do anything for a while until I confirmed that I didn't do that. After I confirmed that I didn't do that, I didn't make that kind of serious mistake, I was a little bit calm because I was writing at the time. So I was a little bit calm and I was able to finish up my writing on my blog. And I was able to finish up my writing for my blog. Then I started thinking about it again, but not as much as then I had to report to the lady who owns like the business and all. So I was so sad. I had to take a little glass of wine to relax, played a little calm music, and was just on the internet browsing. So I felt really good and slept last night. I really don't like things bothering me, and whenever things are bothering me, I tend to eat a lot, and I tend to be quiet most of the time. You would see my face really downcast. you will know something is bothering me. So I can't really hide my emotions most of the time. So I'd like you to send me a voice message if you think you can relate to what I'm saying. So I would like you to send me a voice message so that I can know how you feel, and I'll know how you cope with this kind of emotional setback or emotional situation that I just talked to you about, you know. So just go on, just send me a voice note. Let me see what you think. Yeah, so this morning I woke up, and usually my sisters make noise in the morning because they're preparing for work, and I just lie down there on the bed. So they do the preparation in my room, and they don't prepare quietly, they prepare noisily, and so they cut my sleep short. And I start from hearing them in my dream, I start rolling on the bed, so the sleep is automatically gone. And yada yada yada, a lot of things happened, and my sister got angry with me. And so I didn't want to argue with her. I just kept quiet because I see arguing with my big sister as disrespectful. So I just decided to keep quiet. And that is how my day started. And I am ranting today. On a normal day, I hate Mondays because it's full of work, it's full of responsibilities, full of delegation, it's full of tasks. And so I'm already registered in my head that Monday is work day. So I don't know if it's a Monday fever or I'm actually angry about everything that's happened the past few hours. So I'm hoping that by the end of today, I'll feel all right. I have a lot of things to do, and I'm not going to be attending my Monday meetings, my usual Monday meetings. I have a lot of things to do, but I do not know how to begin. I don't know where to start from. Not like it's a whole lot. It's just very strategic. Oh my God. I left the radio charging. And I'm sure the MacBook must have drained down. Like the battery must have been drained. Let's see. 96%. It's not drained. So I'm so happy it's not drained. You know, it was 100, from 100 to 96. Not bad. But my radio is charged. So what is happening right now is we haven't had light. This is Nigeria. We don't normally have light on a regular, but for the past, I think this is 2 months already, we've not had light. Our transformer is bad. So it's very embarrassing to say, because I live in the most influential part of Lagos, in fact the most influential city in Nigeria, in West Africa. That's where I live. And to say that you've not had light, if not had power for the past 2 months, is very embarrassing. It's ridiculous. You can't even say it outside, you know, because you're gonna say, how, you know, in the big man area you don't have a light. We that stayed on the mainland, you know, we have constant light. You guys are on the island and you don't have light. That is ridiculous. You can't even say that. And so we've not had light for a couple of months, and what we do is we allow the gen to come on by 7 p.m. and then we charge all our gadgets, preparing for the next day. So that's how we've been doing. So right here on my bed, I have my power bank fully charged. In fact, last night, 2 nights ago, I didn't sleep in the house. I went to a friend's place. That's where I charged all my gadgets. So when I got back the night, they put on this our house gen, and then I still charge my radio. So I love listening to the radio because I do not want to burn my data every time listening to Radio Garden or Spotify or whatnot. Then I charged my laptop. It's not mine, my sister's, so just in case she's listening to this sometime in the future, she wouldn't say I've converted her laptop to mine. So this is her laptop. I charged it also, and I charged my phone, and I'm using to do this recording. So in fact, can you guys just help me, you know, sponsor my journey to Canada or the US or the UK, you know, anywhere apart from here? Because I am so tired. Like, if you see the way Nigerians hurry to charge their gadgets when they bring the light, you will know that the struggle is real. The light situation here is so bad. So bad. I mean, not even talking about the security right now. I'm talking about the power. That's what I'm talking about now. So I don't want to be too angry talking about other aspects of the things that I really don't want to talk about, that would get me really angry and my blood would start boiling. I don't want to even go there. So the power is just, you know, what is bothering me right now. If I can have constant power supply, there are a lot of things I should be able to do. There are a lot of money I should be able to make in the morning, because I can't even do some things right now. My diva ring has just been looking at me for over 3 weeks. I haven't used it because there's been no light during the day. I'm supposed to be doing a lot of user testing for platforms, and I'm not able to do that because you need to record yourself doing it, you know, video yourself doing it, and also record it and write down. So I can't even do that right now. I can't even do it in the night because my sisters will be all over the place disturbing. I don't want to just tell them, oh, keep quiet, I'm doing a recording. So much to rant about. So after all said and done, I want to say this is where I'm going to draw the curtain for today's episode. If you know you have one or two things to say to encourage me, to make me love Mondays, and to stop me from all this Monday rants, and help me fix the light situation by maybe sponsoring my trip to Dubai or whatever place to have a vacation from all of this, please send me your voice message with the good news. I'll be so glad to hear what you have to say. All right, this is Shansam. Random things. I'll see you in my next episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'm out. Bye.